Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 24th of April and here we go with three ideas to help improve your business and yourself in around 3 minutes. And there's some great news for idea one. And people often talk about a messy desk is a messy mind and all those sort of things. Well, it's now time to rethink that stance because a new survey of 1,500 small business owners and leaders has revealed there is absolutely no relation between clutter and a lack of productivity. Majority of successful profit-making small business owners in the UK, 94% to be exact, admit to having a desk that is extremely cluttered. That is just great news. I love it. If you actually go on the link from the andyhanselman.com website, you actually see that they have actually then filled the article out with some ideas to improve productivity by tidying your desk up. I've not got round to looking at that yet, but the good news is that you don't have to have a tidy desk. Somebody once said to me that an untidy desk is a sign of an untidy mind, and a tidy desk is a sign of a tidy mind. I often wonder, what is the sign of an empty desk? An empty mind? That's just me being a bit biased on this one. But keep that desk untidy, it's not a problem. Idea two is to develop this. How do you recruit people? Psychometric tests, you analyse their CVs, assessments, role play. Well, what about the Mr. Men? Mr. Happy, Mr. Grumpy, Mr. Clever, Mr. Impossible. Well, a great article on Timpsons, who is one of my favourite businesses, and they're a real 3D business. And one of the things that they talk about is when they interview people, they're not bothered about qualifications or CVs. They just look at the candidate and work out who they are. There's Mr. Grumpy, Mr. Slow, Mr. Happy. And as John Timpson, the chairman, says, if they tick the boxes, well, then give them a job, at least give them a half-day trial, see how that works. And what he's actually talking about here is recruiting for attitude and personality, not for skills. And he actually says, and it's then about how do you lead the business and give people the freedom to make decisions. For example, Timpson's employees can spend up to £500 settle a customer complaint without having to check first with a senior manager. If, for example, John Timpson says, very often the customers don't have the money, they can say, don't worry, give us the money next time. You only get great people when you give them the freedom, so we let staff charge what they want. You can't tell them what to do. However, the staff do get a weekly bonus based on profitability. It's not about giving stuff away. So what do you do to recruit the right people, empower, engage them? We're back to that word culture. There's a free ebook if you want to download, the free ebook about developing an Uber culture on the website. Have a look at that and start making this stuff work for you in your business. And finally, a nice story about customer delight. When Jesse and Maria Hulshirt from Minnesota had a problem with their boiler, and this was dangerous because their baby had just been born, the second child had just been born, 2 days old. They actually rang their boiler company up to get it all sorted. And luckily, although there was a big storm coming, one of their repairmen came and it was fixed within the hour. A few days later, they received the invoice from the business called Magnuson, and the parents couldn't believe they didn't get a hefty bill. In fact, it just said, repair furnace, clean burners and pilot assembly, no charge, take care of that little baby. And it's a lovely story of customer delight. What do you do to delight your customers? Have a great week now and a good bank holiday. Bye.